check in with Travis, who's checking in with us. Travis, I don't think you and I have ever had the pleasure of meeting before. Welcome.
Yeah, what happened to Dark Star, dude?
Dark Star was hit by a Greyhound bus. He's okay. He lived, but he's never going to be the same, at least mentally.
Where did he get hit?
He was hitchhiking, apparently had some car trouble. He was going to see some young girl. He apparently hooked up now with some 20-some-year-old. We're still all trying to figure out what's going on there. But he had car trouble and ended up hitchhiking. And, you know, nobody hitchhikes anymore. Nobody looks for that sort of thing. And the Greyhound was, well, it was, he met his match, let's put it that way. I don't know if you've ever seen Greyhounds, but they're like the size of sperm whales. It's like being hit by Moby Dick.
Is he going to be okay?
He's okay physically. Physically, he's fine. They say there's not going to be any damage at all. Mentally, it's weird. I visited him the other day, and, well, first of all, he has an accent. But they say that happens sometimes in brain injuries. And then he there's a side of him that's come out that I just didn't know before. It's almost a feminine side, you know?
What do you mean?
Well,
I'm sorry.
Do you know McCall's magazine?
Yeah.
He was reading McCall's when I got there. And he was wearing the hospital gown, you know, and he asked if it made him look fat and just stuff Dark wouldn't normally say.
When I see Dark, I borrow these. He's always nice to me.
He's not nice anymore. He's sort of like Leona Helmsley. I mean, he's a woman, but he's a mean woman. I'd almost go so far as to call him a bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do I say to people at Burley's? Because half of the people at Burley's knows him.
Just say,
you do me a big favor?
Yeah.
I want you to come to Burley's. I'm going to have you talk to my boss.
Okay. If I could do it in sort of a PowerPoint presentation, that's how I normally like to deliver the news about Dark. I like to make it real formal.
We don't like that at Burley's.
Oh.
We got restrictions. You gotta respect that. You can tell me. I can tell my boss tomorrow.
Okay.
That's scary.
Yeah, and it's also funny, and I don't mean that in a cruel way. He's got a Scottish accent, really thick now.
Okay.
And you almost want to get him out of bed and get him doing a weird little, you know, Celtic or Druid dance, the way he talks. And you get the feeling he'd do it for you, too, but add sort of a Rockettes thing and just mess with you because he's got that whole feminine thing going on. Plus, he shaves his legs, which is, yeah, I don't mind that, but he does it while you're there.
That's not Dark.
Well, that's not the Dark you and I have known for years. No, that's the Dark that has been in this horrible accident.
How long do you think he's going to be?
He told me that he may have, and it's a long process, I don't know if you know about the whole transgender deal, but he may have a sex change operation, and you start out with counseling, then you move on to hormone replacement therapy, and then eventually you have the big surgery, and then he has asked us not to call him Dark anymore after that.
That's not Dark for you.
Well, he's not Dark, and that's why he's asking to be called Denise.
That is so weird. He's got to be up in his late 60s.
He's a good-looking gal for that age. I didn't know he was that old. He's almost pretty now. A little rouge and, you know, if I was hammered.
Do you think it's because of alcohol he's caused it?
Well, the bus driver wasn't drinking, but Dark was, you know, schnockered to the bejesus belt, yeah.
He's always been an alcoholic.
Well, hold on a second now. See, now you're slandering him.
Oh.
I'm not going to sit here and hear you make up stuff about him.
Sorry.
And pass it along as the truth.
Sorry.
Not on 50,000 watts, not with the heralded tradition here at CCO. You know, do you know some of the news guys who made this station famous? I could take you into the hallway and show you some awards. If you're going to talk about Dark, you tell the truth, you speak honestly. You deliver some evidence if you have something to say that's disparaging. You hear me, Camper Dan?
I hear you.
Now, I'll go to Byerly's. But damn it, I want to do a PowerPoint presentation. It takes 45 minutes, and then in between I have a little Pampered Chef thing I do. If you could buy some stuff, that'd be great.
I have to land it with my boss. I can't do anything until my boss tells me.
All right.
Sorry about that, man.
All right, well, thanks for checking in.
I hope the American League wins tonight for Steinbrenner.
Yeah, you heard what happened to Steinbrenner?
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah. I don't know what's worse, though, what happened to Steinbrenner or what happened to Dark. I mean, given a choice, death or being hit so hard by a greyhound that suddenly you're a different gender, what would you prefer?
Probably George Steinbrenner's massive heart attack.
Uh-huh.
That's my opinion.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
I don't know. Travis, can I be straight with you right now?
Yeah.
I made all that up.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, I gotta go.